You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music from Kenosha. The Kenosha Pops Band, live at Carthage College. John Rutter wrote that.
How do you capture the wind on the water? How do you count all the stars? help him. Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God. Something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Watch over him tonight.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
Looks like we'll have to send someone down. A lot of people asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
George Bailey? Yes, tonight's his crucial night. You're right. We'll have to send someone down immediately. Whose turn is it?
That's why I came to see you, sir. It's that clockmaker's turn again.
Oh, Clarence hasn't got his wings yet, has he?
We've passed him up right along. Because, you know, sir, he's got the IQ of a rabbit.
Yes, but he's got the faith of a child. Simple. Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Splendid. Is he sick?
No, worse. He's discouraged. At exactly 10:45 p.m. Earth time, that man will be thinking seriously of throwing away God's greatest gift.
Oh, dear, dear, his life. Then I've only an hour to dress. What are they wearing now?
You will spend that hour getting acquainted with George Bailey.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, I mean, might I perhaps win my wings? I've been waiting for over 200 years now, sir, and people are beginning to talk.
What's that book you've got there?
Oh, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Poor George. Sit down.
Sit down? What do we...
If you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you?
Well, naturally, of course.
Well, keep your eyes open. See the town?
Where? I don't see a thing.
Oh, I forgot. You haven't got your wings yet. Now, look, I'll help you out. Concentrate. Begin to see something?
Why, yes. This is amazing.
If you ever get your wings, you'll see all by yourself.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey.
A boy?
That's him when he was 12, back in 1919. Something happens here you'll have to remember later on.
This should have been my hometown. At last, I'm in my hometown. It's not the place of my birth, but where on earth is there such a town? The kind of people you find, I find they're strictly my kind. This place gets under my skin from here on in. This is my hometown. Why bother to travel farther? What move could improve when here I stand in my own promised land? I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere. Hits me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown. For some guys, the
dream. I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear Father. Joseph, Jesus, and Mary. Help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God. Something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
by myself, like walking under a cloud. I'll go my way by myself, all alone in a crowd. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself.
Saved his brother's life that day, but he caught a bad cold which infected his left ear, cost him his hearing in that ear. I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
It's a good face. I like it. I like George Bailey.
I guess you forgot something.
Huh?
You forgot something.
What?
Well, aren't you going to make a deposit?
Oh, sure I am.
Well, then it's usually customary to bring the money with you.
And did you put the envelope in your pocket?
Maybe.
I don't want any maybe. We've got to find that money.
I've no good to
you. Uncle Billy.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I need help. Through some sort of an accident, my company shortened their accounts. The bank examiner got there today. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
Oh, that's what the reporters wanted to talk to you about.
The reporters?
Yes, they called me up today from your building and loan. Oh, there's a man over there from the DA's office, too, who's looking for you.
Please help me, Mr. Potter. Help me, won't you, please? Can't you see what it means to my family? I'll pay any sort of a bonus on the loan, any interest. If you still want the building and loan, I'm...
George, could it possibly be there's a slight discrepancy in the books?
No, sir, there's nothing wrong with the books. I've just misplaced $8,000. I can't find it anywhere.
You misplaced $8,000?
Yes, sir.
Have you notified the police?
No, sir, I didn't want the publicity. Harry's homecoming tomorrow.
You're going to believe that one. What have you been doing, George? Playing the market with the company's money?
No, sir, I haven't.
What is it, a woman then? You know, it's all over town that you've been giving money to Violet Bick.
What?
Not that it makes any difference to me, but why did you come to me? Why don't you go to Sam Wainwright and ask him for the money?
I can't get a hold of him. He's in Europe.
Well, what about all your other friends?
Well, they don't have that kind of money, Mr. Potter. You know that. You're the only one in town that can help me.
I've suddenly become quite important. Well, what kind of security would I have, George? You got any stocks?
No, sir.
Bond? Real estate? Collateral of any kind?
Well, I have some life insurance. $15,000 policy.
Yes, how much is your equity in it?
$500.
$500? And you asked me to lend you $8,000. Look at you. You used to be so cocky. You were going to go out and conquer the world. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? A miserable little clerk crawling in here on your hands and knees and begging for help. No securities, no stocks, no bonds, nothing but a miserable little $500 equity and a life insurance policy. You're worth more dead than alive.
How did you happen to fall in?
I didn't fall in. I jumped in to save George.
You what? To save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide. I had to act quickly. That's why I jumped in. I knew if I were drowning, you'd try to save me. You see, you did. And that's how I saved you.
Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
I'm worth more dead than alive.
Now, look, you mustn't talk like that. I won't get my wings with that attitude. You just don't know all that you've done. If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. And my... Look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else?
No, now you don't understand. I've got my job.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry! Merry! Yay!
He was.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail. Merry Christmas. Reporters, where's Mary? Mary, oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! 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 Have you seen my wife?
George, darling, where have you been? Oh, George, Mary, George. George.
Let me touch you. Are you real?
George.
Well, you have no idea what's happened to me.
You have no idea what happened. It's a miracle.
Who's
going to
come, Daddy?
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody. In here.
George,
you better come.
George. So many friends. Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money.
Yeah, George. Merry Christmas.
Now, don't worry. There we are. The line forms on the right.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Now, get this. It's from London.
Oh.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Right in the middle of it, as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie, a toast. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a Yuletide Valentine. Back home I go, those I know, for a Christmas auld lang syne. And as we gather round the tree, our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank. thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne.
When sleigh bells ring and choirs sing and the children's faces shine,
with each new toy we share their joy with a Christmas auld lang syne. Of a Christmas auld lang syne.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
In sweet accord we thank.
Bobby Darin. The music of the star.
Quite content and fancy free, heartthrobs never bothered me. All at once the arrow hit, my heart whispered. Not a cloud in the sky. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye and you walked by. It's a wonderful life. I have more than my share. See me walking around on air because you care. Seventh heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine. So far, I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be. Be.
Story. No happy ending was in view. But now a miracle has happened. The way I feel is all so new. Life can be beautiful. How do I know somebody beautiful just told me so? Life can be summer. nights like this, what makes them heavenly? Only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew that life could be beautiful with you.
Ken Conway?
I thought he sang cowboy songs.
So did I.
Mr. Nagler, this is the fifth time you've asked me to listen. Pop in a stack of chips that you've been losing to me so I stay and listen to that kid.
You're out of your mind. Listen.
Nights can be heavenly. Take nights like this. What makes them heavenly? Only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew that life could be beautiful. Hal Derwin, Stephen Eady.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. I can't imagine anything we've missed. I can't imagine anything the two of us can. You turn my life.
remember what I used to do, who I trusted and who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much we've had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. We're on again next Sunday, Seminole High Noon Central Time. The Music of the Stars.
ho, ho, holly ho, holly ho. Sing a Christmas carol written long ago. There was a mean and stingy man named Ebenezer Scrooge. His heart was hard and cold because he was the devil's stooge. While Scrooge sat down to count the gold that his mind could never leave, young people in the square outside celebrated Christmas Eve. Holly ho, holly ho, 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 holly ho, holly ho. Sing a Christmas carol written long ago.
Music of the stars with Luke and Eve. You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memories. When day has flown and through the lonely night, I'm not alone.
Music of the Stars, again next week, and you can still hear these programs all throughout the week on podcast. Here's how. Just click civicmedia.us.
When we part,
and look for shows. Scroll down, there we are. Music of the Stars next week, more for Christmas and New Year and beyond. I'm Lou Regani, your host. I got a few jokes for you next week, too. Well, you'll just have to listen, won't you? But until we meet again next week, hopefully keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love.
Stand by for news. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. next week from 7 o'clock Central Time, all the way till high noon Central. The music of the stars. See you then on the radio. Happy anniversary right here to WRJN. 99 years. And happy 50th to WGTD in Kenosha.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.